This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The Cultural Experience Project celebrated its 10th year of bringing arts to Atlanta students. They held an event at the Rialto Center for the Arts this morning. WABE's Mike Johns was there and joins me now. So, Mike, what is the Cultural Experience Project?
Well, this is a program that was started by the City of Atlanta's Office of Cultural Affairs. They're partnered with Atlanta Public Schools, and their aim is to give every student from pre-K all the way up to 12th grade a chance to experience the art that the city has to offer. And they're doing this through field trips to places like the High Museum, to see organizations like the Atlanta Ballet, going places like the Botanical Garden, getting a wide swath of, you know, the cultural experience that Atlanta has to offer. And indeed, as we were there this morning, high school students were filing into the Rialto to go to a show there.
Great fun, cultural fun at that. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact has the Cultural Experience Project had?
Well, in terms of sheer numbers, I spoke with Camille Russell Love. She's the executive director of the office of Cultural Affairs, and she gave me these stats.
We have 14 venues per year. We've done 9 years. We've done 300,000 students at least.
300,000 students. That's a lot of kids.
That's a big number.
Yeah. But just in terms of how it's affected students on an individual level, I was lucky enough to talk to Naya Nkosi. She is a senior at Grady High School. She was there this morning. She talked to me about how learning outside of the classroom was itself an eye-opening experience. It taught her how to look to all of the resources available to her in her education. We had this exchange about how she came around to the arts and how it's affected her career outlook.
Before high school, I was kind of against the arts because everyone would say, oh, you can't get a job in the arts, it won't make any money, it's not a good career. But then when I got into high school and I met my teacher, Mr. Brandhorst, he was saying that it is a wonderful career and it's so creative and fun. And then eventually I met a friend and she introduced me to her boss and I got an internship in graphic design and animation at a small animation and production house called The Anvil.
Quite a promising path she's on.
Right. And off mic, she was asking me about, you know, advice that I might have for somebody going into college soon. She's a senior. We talked for a minute, but the whole time I was thinking, you know, you're already seeking out opportunities for yourself. You're doing really well. I should be asking you for advice, honestly.
I agree. Now, how does Atlanta Public Schools' side of the partnership work here?
Well, Dr. Maria Karstarfin, their brand new superintendent of APS, spoke at the event this morning, and she had this to say.
The fine arts are a core component to whole child development. I think Atlanta is the perfect case study for how things can get off track if you focus too much on high stakes accountability and not enough on whole child development. So fine arts, when you get 3 years of arts rich experiences, the data is crystal clear. More children graduate. I mean, double digit improvements on graduation rates, attendance, and even academic performance.
So APS seems to really embrace this partnership. Karstarfin cited that early exposure to the arts within the public school system has an influence on students, but it's she stressed that it really takes a community to foster that, hence the partnerships with the arts organizations that are already established here in Atlanta. And it should be mentioned as well that the program is not paid for with city money, but through corporate sponsorships. They've sponsored by places like Turner Broadcasting, PNC Bank, Macy's, a lot of sponsors fronting the bill for this.
This sounds like a good deal for City of Atlanta students, but what about for children outside the city?
It's a really good question. I asked Camille Russell Love about exactly that, and here's what she had to say.
We would hope that other communities outside, other school systems and other communities outside of Atlanta would embrace this project for their own, that they would make sure that every child in Cobb County and Decatur and Fulton County and all the places that are close, even statewide, that they use culture as a way to enrich the educational experience for their children. You know, it takes a village.
Is the Office of Cultural Affairs, or are there any plans to put together any sort of handbook that you can?
How to do it? We've got a lot of experience, and so we have what we do, but kind of to share how we do it, would be something that we should probably take a serious look at.
So, you know, as the Cultural Experience Project goes into its 10th year, we may be able to look forward to some outreach into the rest of the state.
Well, thank you very much, Mike Johns, for following this story and for coming in to tell us about it.
It was my pleasure, John.
WABE's broadcast license, incidentally, is held by the Atlanta Board of Education. This is City Cafe.